但是在这个特别的日子，欢迎大家到主的教会来。
Welcome all of you to the Church of God on this special occasion.
每当在这个受难复活节的时候，我们都会看到很多人，很多人到教会去。
Every time during Good Friday and Easter, we'll see many people going to the church.
那基督徒都会纪念神的儿子耶稣钉在十字架上的事情。
And Christians will remember the crucifixion of the Son of God.
然后他第三天复活。
And he rose from the dead on the third day.
然后呢，基督徒就会说，这个救恩借着他传遍万民，使人得救。
And Christians will say that salvation will flow from him to the rest of human race.
然后信他的人得永生。
And those who believe in him will have eternal life.
那我是来自一个不信主的家庭。
I came from a non-Christian family.
那我以前一直有一个问题，不明白。
I always have a question which I cannot understand in the past.
那为什么在2000年前有一个犹太人，他为我钉死在十字架上，跟我今天21世纪的一个新加坡人有什么关系？
So what's the relationship between a Jew who died for us 2000 years ago and me who live in this present day?
那为什么今天有这么多的人会信他？
Why are so many people believing in him today?
为什么今天有这么多的诗歌为他而制作？
Why are so many songs being made for him today?
那为什么有无数的信息为他而讲？
Why are so many messages preached for him?
那我们也知道这2000年来有很多的人因为要信他受逼迫甚至被宣道。
And we know that for these 2000 years, because of believing in him, many people were persecuted and they were even martyred.
那么在这个地方呢，我们都知道神到底要跟我讲什么。
So we know what is God trying to tell me today.
其实我们主耶稣基督，我们以为他是犹太人，但是他来的时候是犹太人。
We thought that Jesus was a Jew. When he came, he's a Jew.
但是其实他是为全人类而来的。
But in fact, he came for the whole human race.
他来到地上，他死在十字架上的这个时刻，是整个历史最经典的时候。
When he came and died on the cross, this is the most classic moment in history.
那有些人说这是2000年里面整个人类历史的中心点来的。
Some people say in the course of 2000 years, this is the center point of the entire human history.
那为什么这么说呢？
And why is that so?
各位要很清楚的知道，我们人的一个中心的问题是什么问题呢？
So we must understand what's the core problem of mankind.
就是罪的问题。
And that is the problem of sin.
那全人类都被罪辖制。
The entire mankind is being bound by sin.
这个罪的问题是很多人没有去深思的。
But many people didn't ponder much about sin.
罪是人最严重的问题，也是永远的问题来的。
Sin is the most severe problem of mankind, and it is also the eternal problem.
但是一般上，我们人认为的问题是什么？贫穷的问题，没有工作的问题。
But usually, what we consider as problem are the problem of poverty and being jobless.
或者婚姻的问题，健康的问题。
Or marital issues or health problem.
但是圣经很清楚告诉我们，这一切是表面的问题，都是源自于罪的问题。
But the Bible clearly tells us that all these are surface problems. Every problem originated from sin.
人不喜欢讲罪的东西。
And mankind doesn't like to talk about sin.
但是罪是一个事实。
But sin is a fact.
圣经是最直接告诉我们，人的灵魂有罪。
The Bible most directly tells us that there is sin in human soul.
人的思想有罪，人的意志有罪。
There are sins in the human mind and will.
所以人选择出来的，讲出来，做出来的东西都有罪的。
So whatever man choose, speak or do is all sin.
有的人一生犯很严重的罪，受到法律的制裁，人人都知道。
And some people, they committed severe wrong and they were punished by the law.
但是有一些人呢，他犯的罪其实没有人知道。
But some people, nobody knows about their sin.
但是他要走的时候呢，他有愧的良心叫他很惧怕。
But when he's about to leave the world, his conscience will make him very afraid.
那但是大致上的人所犯的罪责不是太严重，看起来不是太严重。
And most people didn't commit very severe sin.
但是呢，即便不严重，但是很奇妙的影响到旁边的人。
But even though those are not grave sin, but it affects people around them.
就讲的、做的，就伤害到自己所爱的人。
So whatever they speak or done, it create problem or hurts for people around them.
所以单单一个小康之家里面，也是就是罪的问题是可以看得到的。
So even if in a simple family, we can see the problem of sin.
这个讲一句话、然后伤害另外一个人。
You speak a word to hurt another person.
然后有些妻子说，我们丈夫对我不好，为什么我要对他好
？And so some wives say, my husband is not nice to me, so why should I be good to him?
所以这个很奇怪的一种反击就来了。
So there's this very strange retaliation.
所以只要一有反击的时候呢，这个两个人所带来的就会传给下一代人。
So once they have retaliation, it will be passed on to the next generation.
因为两个人的事，后来为什么下一代人长大了之后呢，这个对婚姻的也是有一些挣扎出现。
You thought it's between two persons, but actually when the children grow up, it also affects them.
所以我们不能明白的有一种罪所传下来的一代一代人的问题。
So we cannot understand how sin is passed on from generation to generation.
也是我们说我们随便说的而已嘛，我们随便做的而已，但是很快就会看到有一些后果。
Sometimes we say we just randomly say or do something, but we can see the consequences.
所以圣经告诉我们罪一定有后果的。
So the Bible tells us that sin certainly has consequences.
你可以看得到罪下面一定会带来有一些结果，一般上两个。
Usually you will see two kinds of outcomes brought by sin.
就其中一个后果呢，我们叫做很自然的反弹。
One of the consequences is what we call natural retaliation.
你们懂自然的反弹吗？好像我触动他，他触动我。
It's like I provoke him, he provoked me.
我打他，他一定会打我的。
I hit him and he will beat me back.
很自然的，对不对？
It's very natural.
自然科学都会懂的。
So natural science will also know.
自然心理学都会懂。
Natural psychology will.
比如说，如果你现在随便乱花钱，你明天一定没有钱。
So if you anyhow spend today, you will not have enough money tomorrow.
这是很自然的，你科学都会知道的。
This is something very natural that even science will know.
但是有另外一种叫做无形的反弹。
But there's another kind which is known as invisible retaliation.
那无形的反弹呢，没有这样直接，科学就是考究不到。
So it is not so direct, and science cannot study this.
但是人的心都可以确认得到。
But this can be confirmed in human hearts.
各位有没有？比如说，有时候你被人骗，
For example, sometimes you are cheated by someone.
你开始觉得这是很倒霉的事情。
And you think that you are unlucky.
然后你一直很苦读很苦闷郁闷的时候呢，你就慢慢想到，其实我以前也骗过人。
And as you get very troubled, then you remember that you used to deceive others also.
就是很奇怪的啊，好像你现在你看到你的孩子，你生了他，他不听你的话。
So now you gave birth to your children, and you see that he's disobedient to you.
然后你很痛苦啊，你不知道拿他怎么办。
And you're very helpless over this.
然后你就想到。哎呀，其实我以前也是这样对我的父母。
Then you recall this is how you treated your parents in the past.
那很奇妙的，那好像没有办法挽回了，但是就是有一种联想。
So you have this kind of association.
就好像说，我不知道为什么会这样发生。好像用科学来看呢，好像算不到，研究不到。
So you don't know how this happened. You cannot calculate this by science.
但是有一种无形的运作。
But there is this invisible working.
好像你做了什么东西呢？那之后一定会出现有另外一个结果。
It's like whatever you have done, after that there will be certain consequence.
好像有一种原理在背后，运行在每一件事情跟每一个人的关系里面。
It seems like behind the scene there's this principle working behind people and behind situations.
所以人慢慢就把这个东西叫做因果。
And people gradually address, call this as karma.
你们懂英文吗？好像说，有时候你看到一个人，你很生气他，因为他做坏事。
For example, some people, you look at the person, you are very angry with the person because he has done wrong.
然后你就跟他说，你小心啊，法律不能收拾你，天要收拾你。
Then you tell him, you be careful, if the law didn't punish you, heaven will punish you.
这是什么意思？就是人又相信有一种因果，有一个天啊。
Because people believe in karma, believe in heaven.
他相信有一种天理，天是谁不懂，就是有一个天理在那个地方。
So they didn't know who is this heaven, but they know this, there's this law of heaven.
所以呢，有两个后果，罪一定带来两个后果。
So sin certainly have two consequences.
那一个后果，那不可以解释出来的，我们叫后果，对不对？
What we can explain, we call it consequence.
那不能解释出来的，但是又会发生，我们叫因果。
And what we cannot explain, but it happened, we call it karma.
就犯罪的人一定有这两个果，不是后果就是因果。
So sinners will surely face consequence or karma.
那所以人如果不要昧着良心，你都会看得到的。
So if humans we do not go against our conscience, we will be able to see this.
也你都会这样想的。
And you will also think in this way.
那么亲爱的朋友们，如果你相信有这个两个果，你也看得到的话，你一定会相信罪的。
So if you believe and you, if you can see these two consequences and karma, then you will believe in sin.
因为罪是一个事实。
Because sin is a fact.
罪是我们比钱还真实的。
Because sin is realer than money.
所以你看得到这个世界有一个都不能事情发生，不会自然发生，一定前面有事情先发生，这个才发生。
Because if something happened in the world, there must be a cause before this thing
happened. 一定有一个人先伤害人，后面才会有杀人的事情发生。
There must be first someone who hurts others, then there will be things like murder that happen later on.
一定有一个人讲一句骗话，然后下面有五句骗话就出现了。
So a person first tells a lie, and then what comes next is five other lies.
罪是一个事实来的。
So sin is a fact.
没有人能够狡辩，没有人能够推诿的事。
So no one can deny or quibble about this.
你可以不要想，但是呢，有发生之后，你会知道又被想起。
You can choose not to think about it, but when things happen, you will remember it.
那么各位。圣经很清楚告诉我们，这个犯罪的世人呢，有两个最严重的问题。
And so the Bible clearly tells us that sinners have two most serious problems.
刚才我讲两个后果，现在我讲就两个，另外有两个问题。
I mentioned two consequences. Now I'm going to talk about two problems.
那你说这个世界的人都犯罪了，没有办法啊。我的上一代也犯，我也犯，下一代也犯，没有办法。
Now you say we cannot do anything about it because everyone sins in the world. The generation before and after me and my generation all sin.
那所以圣经告诉我们，的确人都有罪，但是这个还不是最严重。
Indeed, the Bible tells us that humans have sin, and that's true. But this is not the worst case.
重点是你犯了罪之后，还有两个东西，两个问题出现。
But what is worse is after we sin, there are two more problems.
第一是什么？第一就是人不承认自己的罪。
First is man did not acknowledge his own sin.
他想办法狡辩。
He tried to deny it.
各位，我们人最厉害的，我们上班的人，我们每次听到的哦，有问题一发生，第一句话是什么？这个不是我做的，这个不是我干的啊。
Usually at the workplace, when certain problems arise, we will say this is not because of me.
我没有想到会这么严重的事情发生，有没有
？I didn't expect such a serious thing will happen.
人都不要承受那个罪的指责。
Because humans do not like to take the punishment or rebuke of sin.
我们结婚的人，我们有孩子，我们都知道的啊。
Those of us who are married and with children, we know.
你生了孩子，哇，很可爱，很爱他，对不对？
You love your children and you find them very adorable.
等下他长大，哇，很多的问题，不听劝啊，什么的问题就来了。
And as they grow up, they are not so obedient and problems arise.
两个人教不了。
And the two parents cannot teach the children.
然后你通常就会这样啊，你很烦的时候，你就跟配偶，我以前都没有这个问题啊，一定是你的问题啊。
And when you're very troubled, then you talk to your spouse and say, "I'm not like this in the past. It must be because of you."
一定是你的基因传给他，然后他有这样的问题啊。
It must be due to your genes.
但是你这样讲了，但是你自己呢？如果你好好去深思，问你的良心的话，其实啊，你也跟他差不多一样，他也差不多跟你一样。
But if you reflect properly and you think about it, actually your child is in a way resembling you.
然后你们两个人很不能解释的，你们身上的一种罪根在他的身上就生出来。
And you cannot explain, but the sinful root of you can be seen in your children.
这小时候很可爱，但是为什么慢慢长大变成这样
？They used to be very adorable when they are young, but we are not sure why they become
like that when
they grow up.
慢慢讲骗话。
And they start to tell lies.
慢慢对你自私。
And they started to become selfish toward you.
不听你的话。
And they started to not listen to you.
这所以呢，然后他长大之后，他，然后你一直骂他嘛，对不对？然后呢，他长大了，哇，他现在头脑也很发达了，很聪明了。
And you keep scolding him, and when he grow up, he has a mind of his own.
然后他会跟你说什么？他说：“我这个问题还不是你们两个给我的哈。”
And he will just tell you, "No, my problem comes from the two of you."
是很奇妙的一种，好像人都会懂的，自然会懂的事情。
So this is something we humans will know naturally.
然后现在新一代人呢，有一种很奇怪的想法。
And now modern day people, we have this very strange thinking.
他们想什么呢？他们就觉得说：“哎，这个世界呢，没有什么东西是对错的了。”
And you just say that there's nothing right or wrong in this world.
哎呀，这个对对错错，真真假假，这个是人的看法而已。
What is right or wrong, true or false? These are all human opinions.
Yeah, matter of opinion only, 对不对？这就是没有对错的啦。
So there's nothing really right or wrong.
啊，什么同性恋啦、堕胎啦、未婚先孕啦，这些人。It's a matter of opinion. 这个没有人可以说这个是绝对错的啦。
So whether it's homosexuality, marriage, pregnancy before marriage, all these things are just a matter of opinion.
所以他们讲这个东西，哇，叫罪人很开心的，因为有罪的人都知道嘛，我们犯的错都很多。那如果讲 opinion 多么好啊。
So all these things make sinners very happy.
那听起来很好，直到你偷他的钱包。
It sounds very right until you steal his wallet.
那你偷他的钱包之后呢，他就会怎样？他就会去叫警察。
And after you steal from someone, he will call the police.
说这个人犯错，这个人犯罪，犯法。
This person have violated the law.
那你跟他说，哎，这个只是 opinion 而已嘛，我只是拿，我没有偷啊。
You just say this is a matter of opinion. I merely took it, but I didn't steal it.
所以绝对，这个是自相矛盾的东西。
So this is self-contradictory.
这是一个越来越不要承认自己的罪。
Because a person do not want to confess, admit his own sin.
狡辩自己的罪。
So he denied his sin.
用各种的方法来涂抹自己的罪。
So he used all kinds of ways to erase his sin.
把罪讲成不是罪的。
So he labeled sin as not a sin.
那这就是这个时代的问题。
And this is the problem of this generation.
犯罪之后的第一个事情就是不承认自己的罪。
So after sinning, the first problem is not to confess, admit one's sin.
这是第一。
That's the first thing.
然后第二个问题是什么？犯罪之后呢，要自己还清自己的罪。
And the second problem is after sinning, they want to repay sin on their own.
人很聪明，人自己认为说我自己能够还清自己的罪。
So humans are very smart, and he think that he can make up for his own sin.
所以呢，他就行善积德，做种种的好事。
So he do a lot of good, accumulate a lot of merits.
我只做这样的错，但是我又做这样多的好。
I've committed so much wrong, but I've done so much good.
所以他自己有点骄傲。
And so he become a bit proud.
然后呢，自己为了让他的良心有好受，所以他这样做。
And so in order to soothe his own conscience, he did that.
所以这个人的宗教出来，是因为人都要知道自己的良心有愧，我自己要还清他。
And human religions are formed because they know that they are wrong in their conscience and they want to make up for it.
但是你知道为什么不能还清？
But you know why is it that you cannot pay back?
这个罪，圣经跟我们说，这是人自己犯的罪的人绝对不能还清的东西。
The Bible tells us that sinners ourselves, we by ourselves cannot repay it on our own.
因为人的罪不是单单你做几件错事，然后呢你要弥补。
Because it's not just you want to make up for a few bad things that you have done.
那你的弥补之后呢，你觉得哎好，感觉好了，之后你又会犯。
Because after atoning for it, after that, we will still commit wrong.
那你之后犯更多的罪，更多的错。
And after that, we will commit more sins and wrongs.
你为什么这样做呢？因为你没有办法。
And why are you like that? Because you cannot help it.
你无可奈何，因为与生俱来，里面就有一种罪性、罪根，叫你不断的会做，不断的会讲这样的事情。
Because we are born with this sinful nature, such that we keep on sinning.
这个叫与生俱来。
And we are born with this.
圣经很清楚跟我们讲我们的光景。
And the Bible clearly tells us our state.
所以没有一个人能靠他的意志，我决定要行善，跟他能继续做下去。
And no one can continue to want to do good by his own decision or will.
其实你我都知道的。
And you and I both know this.
这是我们人类无助的光景来的。
This is the helpless state of mankind.
所以上帝差遣他的独生爱子来。
And that's why God sent His one and only Son.
他差遣那无罪的来为我们担当我们一切的罪。
He sent the one who is sinless to bear all our sins.
人的罪不能偿还。
Man cannot pay back for his
sin. 人自己有罪不能偿还。
Man cannot atone for himself.
有一个没有罪的，他来担当一切的罪。
But the sinless one came to shoulder and bear everything.
那他来的时候呢，何是？罪人把他挂在十字架上。
And when he came, sinners nailed him to the cross.
用最残酷的方法折磨他，就是侮辱他，然后把他钉在十字架上，然后一直流血。
So with the most cruel punishment, they nailed him to the cross, tormented him until he bled to death.
那你说，一个没有犯过错的人，为什么人要把他这样做呢？
And you are such a sinless person, why did man do this to him?
那因为他来到地上的时候， 他就讲了一个信息。
Because when he came to this world, he only preached one message.
他说我就是神的儿子。
And he said, I am the Son of God.
信我的人得永生。
Those who believe in me will have eternal life.
那罪人呢？其实最不愿意也最严重的那个罪就是骄傲。
Actually, the most severe sin of human is pride.
你是人，你怎么要信你得永生呢？
You are just a man. Why do you say that if we believe in you, we will have eternal life?
所以人对他怀恨。
So humans hated him.
然后呢，把他钉在十字架上。
And crucified him.
原来他生来是犹太人。
He was born as a Jew.
但是他死的时候，他是其实为全人类人而死。
But when he died for the entire human race.
因为他在十字架上就六个小时担当世人的罪。
For 6 hours on the cross, he bore the sins of mankind.
在上面十字架上的时候呢，就罪人向他吐骂，耻笑他，你是上帝的儿子，你下来。
When he was on the cross, criminals or sinners heap insults at him and say that if you are the Son of God, save yourself.
你说你要救全世界的人，你下来，我们就信你。
You say you can save the whole world, you come down and we'll believe in you.
但是他没有下来。
But he didn't come down.
当世人都侮辱他的时候，他没有出声。
When people of the world all heap insults at him, he was silent.
为什么？因为他在担当他所爱的人身上的罪。
Because he's bearing the sins of everyone whom he loved.
他自己没有犯错，但是为所有犯错的人，他们的错要担当他们的罪。
He himself is sinless, but he wants to bear the sins of everyone whom he loved.
他所爱的人都犯了错。
Everyone whom he loved,
好像你最爱的孩子，你犯了错。那个老师讲，你的孩子这样这样的时候，你一句话都不能讲。
It's just like your dearest child committed wrong, and your teacher keep scolding him, and you cannot say a single word.
你不能做什么，你要承受。
You cannot do anything.
你要接受。
Bear with it and resist.
他在十字架上的时候，他有一个最伟大的祷告，就是他向上帝说：“父啊，饶恕他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。”
On the cross, he made the greatest prayer, and he said, "Father God, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing."
大家在藐视他的时候，其实他一边在担当大家的罪。
So when everyone is showing him contempt, he's bearing everyone's sin.
那只有他跟父是知道。
Only him and Father God knows.
所以呢，当他这样祷告的时候，父听了他的祷告。
And so when he prayed like this, Father God heard his prayer.
上帝把所有人类的罪就加在他的身上。
So God laid all the sins of mankind on him.
然后对人，对罪人，上帝的宽恕就慢慢临到。
And God's forgiveness come upon mankind.
就单单那个六个小时里面。
In just that 6 hours.
最荣耀的这个神的儿子，好像一块肉这样挂在十字架上。
The most glorious Son of God was hung on the cross like a piece of flesh.
没有犯罪的人全部侮辱他。就把不公义的话全部加在他的身上。
And sinners all heap insults at him.
他全部承受。
And he bore it all.
他越承受的时候呢，神的宽恕就临到人。
And when he bore it, God's forgiveness come upon mankind.
因为有人担当了那个罪的震怒跟刑罚。
Because someone have bore the wrath and punishment of sin.
就六个小时还清。
6 hours and he paid it all.
所以圣经说，罪的工价就是死。但是神在基督耶稣里的恩赐就是永生。
So the Bible tells us, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
神的儿子说，信我的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And the Son of God says that those who believe in me shall not perish, but have eternal life.
在那个十字架上，最伟大的一幕，神的救恩就临到人类。
So through the cross, God's salvation comes to mankind.
所以那是整个人类历史最经典的时候。
So that is the most classic moment in the entire human history.
最伟大的时刻就在那时刻。
That's the greatest moment.
一直到今天。
Till today.
对我这个新加坡人，我这个在21世纪就是出现的人，有没有功效？
To me, is it still effective to me a Singaporean in the 21st century?
绝对有功效。
It is surely effective.
因为这个罪人身上的罪也需要他的宽恕。
Because this sinner also need the forgiveness of God.
那么最后有些人会问说，那为什么在十字架上除了耶稣的话，还有两个人在那边他的旁边一起钉十字架？
And some people will ask, on the cross beside Jesus, there are two other criminals also being crucified.
那各位，这两个 强盗，他们犯了最严重的罪，然后被判死刑，钉在十字架上。
Now these two criminals, they have committed the most severe sin, and they were crucified.
那刚好他们跟耶稣一同钉的。
And it just happened that they were crucified at the same moment as Jesus.
那他们被钉在十字架上，是因自己的罪而钉在上面，不是为人类的罪。
They were crucified for their own sin, not for the sins of mankind.
那我们常常读到这一幕的时候呢，我们就以为说，哦，这个两个强盗，哦。一个是好，一个是不好的。
Every time when we read about this, we thought that between the two criminals, one is good, one is bad.
对对对，是，但是两个都不好。
But in fact, both of them are bad.
两个都是犯罪不悔改的。
Both of them committed sin and they didn't repent.
两个都是邪恶的人。
Both of them are evil men.
所以如果你们好好读圣经的话，
So if you read the Bible carefully,
这两个强盗呢，其实他们刚刚被钉在十字架的时候。
So when these two criminals were just being nailed to the cross,
他们那个不悔改、邪恶、残暴、那个凶杀的那个性情呢，叫他们那时候很惧怕，也很愤恨。
Their unrepentant and savage temperament make them very afraid and bitter.
通常你们会知道的，犯罪的人啊，他们被受刑罚的时候的，他们的整个的性情最丑陋的一面就是展现出来。
Usually when sinners are being convicted for their sin, they show their ugly side.
所以他们两个呢，那个时候被钉在上面受那个皮肉之苦的时候呢，他们的眼目就转向耶稣，然后就骂他。
So when they were nailed to the cross and suffering physically, they turned their eyes to Jesus and they rebuked him.
他们也讥笑他，侮辱他。
And they also heap insults at Jesus.
你以为你是神的儿子啊？
You thought you are the son of God?
你自己救自己吧。
Then you save yourself.
两个其实都这样。
So both of them did the same thing.
但是在十字架上一个一个小时度过的时候。
But as hour by hour passed by,
很奇妙，这位主，这位耶稣，他在十字架上，他一句咒诅人的话都没有。
They see this amazing thing that this Jesus Christ on the cross, he didn't even speak a word of insult.
完全的良善、温柔、慈爱。
He was completely gentle, good, and loving.
他看到这些罪人。
And he saw all these sinners.
他看到那个把他钉在十字架的。
He saw the one who nailed him to the cross.
在一边流血的时候，父啊，饶恕他们。他们所做的，他们不知道。
And as he shed his blood, he prayed to Father God, you know, God forgive them because they do not know what they are doing.
是我们没有办法想象的这个东西。
This is something we cannot imagine.
因为我们有时候不要讲痛了，我们心里一不舒服，马上就刺旁边的人。
So for us not to mention pain, when we are uncomfortable in our heart, we want to prick at others.
我们一不承认自己的错，马上自己明明有错，然后把错归在别人身上。
Sometimes we ourselves have wrong, but we want to push the blame to others.
完全没有错的人，然后人这样的对他，不公义的对待，他承受。然后饶恕他们。
But Jesus, he's totally sinless, and people treated him this in this unjust way, and he forgave them and asked God to forgive them.
所以这一幕一个的这样的事情，就这一幕就打动了其中一个强盗的心。
So this scene touched the heart of one of the criminals.
神的爱就慢慢这样挨进他的心灵，
and
触摸他的心。
And so God's love drew near to this criminal's heart and touched him.
忽然间。有事情改变了。
And suddenly things change.
那个强盗，其中那个强盗，他开始看见自己的罪了。
So one of the criminals started to see his own sin.
就一个完全充满恩典，没有仇恨的上帝，把爱显明出来的时候呢，他反而知道自己的罪。
So when God, so full of grace and without hatred, reveal love, this criminal himself know about his sin.
另外一个强盗说，你是基督，你就下来。
So the other criminal said, if you are the Christ, you come down.
你先救自己，然后救我们。
You save yourself first, then save us.
另外一个他悔改的那个强盗，他就说，你闭嘴。
But the other repentant criminal said, shut up.
你不怕神吗？
Don't you fear God?
你自己也是罪人。
You yourself is a sinner.
我们在这个地方被钉在十字架，这是我们应得的。
We are crucified because we deserve it.
但是这个人一个错事都没有做过。
But this person, he has not done a single wrong thing.
然后他发出了他一个最伟大的呼求，他说：“耶稣，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念。”
And so this criminal let out a greatest cry, and said to Jesus, "When your kingdom come, please remember me."
那时候，我们的主耶稣在十字架上，他最软弱的时候，一直流血的时候。他说这句话。
So Jesus Christ at his most painful moment on the cross, he said this.
他说，今天你要和我在乐园。
He said, today you will be with me in paradise.
今天救恩临到了这个强盗。
So today, salvation has come upon this criminal.
所以这个强盗呢，又成为了新约圣经的第一个得救的人。
So this criminal became the first one who was saved in New Testament.
耶稣死了，然后之后他死了，然后他得救。
So Jesus died, later this criminal also died.
亲爱的朋友们，这个告诉我们什么？
And so what does this tell us?
各位，这悔改的强盗，他钉在十字架上。
This repentant criminal, he was nailed to the cross.
他一生没有做过一个好事。
He has not done a single good thing in his whole life.
他说做的都是伤害人的。
Whatever he has done hurt others.
然后他现在呢，也没有机会做好事。
And he also have no, he no more have chance to do good.
他也没有机会受洗。
He also have no chance to get baptized.
没有机会过基督徒的生活了。
He has no opportunity to lead a Christian living.
没有机会弥补他的过错。
He totally have no chance to make up for his own wrong.
但是神说，今天你和我在乐园。
But God told him, today you will be with me in paradise.
这个就是基督信仰的伟大。
And this is the noble part of
Christian faith. 不在于你能做的，乃在于神的饶恕，你的悔改。
It's not about what you can do. It's about God's forgiveness and your repentance.
那最后我做一个总结，告诉各位。
And as a conclusion,
各位，这个两个强盗的事情告诉我们一个很重要的事情。
These two criminals tells us one very important message.
他告诉我们，不是所有在痛苦当中的人都会信上帝。
It tells us that not everyone in misery will believe God.
有些人以为，哎呀。这个人有病啦、啊，他婚姻有问题，他比较会信上帝、啊、你去找他。
Some people think that you know, there's certain people they have problems with their marriage or they have illness, so they are more likely to believe Christ.
说你们基督徒整天找有病的人传福音。
And so they say you Christians always look for the sick people to evangelize.
你以为所有有病的人都会信吗
？But do you think that all sick people will believe in Christ?
所有有绝症的人都会信
？Will all people with terminal illness believe in Christ?
我做牧师十八年，我跟你讲 ，no。
I've been a pastor for 18 years, and I tell you, it is no.
有些人他痛苦的时候的那个样子是很谦卑。
Sometimes when people are miserable, they have this humble look.
但是你告诉他，你把你生命的主权交给上帝的时候，不用，我要自己靠自己。
But when you ask him to turn the sovereignty of his life to God, he will say, "It's okay. I will depend on myself."
我有医生帮助我，我有辅导家能够辅导我。
I have doctors to help me, counselors to counsel me.
我自己有办法。
I have my own way.
谢谢你，谢谢。
And thank you very much.
不是所有的人，不是所有在痛苦里面的人都会信的。
Now, not everyone who are in agony will believe in God.
那谁才会信
？Who will believe?
那我也告诉你，不是你这么痛苦被钉在十字架上，或者有绝症这样的，你才会信。
So it's not only when you are crucified on the cross, you are very miserable, or you have terminal illness, then you believe in God.
不在于信。乃在于不在于你的痛苦，乃在于你的悔改。
It's not about your misery, but about your repentance.
有些人痛苦，但是没有悔改。
Some people they are miserable, but they didn't repent.
那有些人悔改了。
But some people they repent.
那你说哇，这个强盗真不错啊，他悔改，他比较谦卑啊。
Then you say this criminal he's not bad, he's humble enough to repent.
No, 圣经不是这样讲。
But the Bible didn't say that.
所以圣经特别的记载说。他们两个挂在十字架之后，他们开始都是侮辱耶稣的。
So the Bible tells us that when they were first being hung on the cross, both of them heap insult at Jesus.
人生到这个地上，其实都是骄傲，他们崇拜自己的。
So humans, when we are born to this world, we are actually all proud and we worship ourselves.
我们最大的罪就是相信自己。
The greatest sin is to believe in ourselves.
所以这样的骄傲的人，然后自己做主，人定胜天这样来。
So people are proud and they want to be their own master.
这两个然后犯了错了无可奈何的被人挂在十字架上受刑罚
So the two criminals they committed wrong and they were helplessly being nailed to the cross
一生没有做过好事
They have not done anything good in their life
所以他不能谦卑
And so they cannot be humble
但是上帝的爱在他最软弱的时候也是彰显到极限
But the love of God even at the weakest moment of Jesus he can manifest that love
最软弱的时候的那个爱就靠近了神的恩典临到他所爱的人
So God's grace came upon those whom he loved
神先爱人
God first loved mankind
神先把他的恩典送进人的心灵里面
God first sent his grace into the hearts of mankind
这么多的人听到上帝的福音上帝的道
So many people heard the gospel and the word of God.
是谁能够被感动呢？
But who can be touched?
那谁是得着上帝的爱呢？
Who received the love of God?
你听了上帝的道之后，你的心悔改谦卑。
Only if you repent and you humble down after hearing the word of God.
知道你的人生当中有很多你无可奈何、无助的。
You know that there are many things in which you are helpless in your life.
不是你有去过教会你就能得救。
It is not that if you go to church you can be saved.
乃是你要悔改。
But you must repent.
你要谦卑在上帝的面前。
You need to humble down before God.
凡信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For everyone who believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
罪的工价就是死，神在基督里面的恩赐就是永生。
The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus.
我们大家一起闭上眼睛。
Let's all close our eyes.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we give you thanks.
你是公义的神，也是慈爱的神。
You are the righteous God, and you are also the loving God.
你知道我们无助的光景。
You know our helpless state.
你知道我们不能还清自己的罪。
You know we cannot pay for our sins.
你差遣你的独生爱子为我们担当我们的罪。
But you sent your one and only son to bear all our sins.
那这是我们人类历史最伟大的事情。
This is the greatest thing in the whole of human history.
也是对我们个人来讲其实最深切的事情。
And personally, this is also the deepest thing.
因为这个不是一次的决定，乃是永远的命运的事情。
Because this is not just a one-off decision, but our whole destiny.
主，我们当中今天听到你的道而向你反应的，求主怜悯他们。
Lord, please have mercy to those who have responded to you after hearing today's message.
主，你已经看到他们把生命交给你。
Lord, you have already seen that they have given their lives to you.
起码他们决志。
At least they've made this decision.
求主继续在他们的心中做工。
Please continue to work in their hearts.
用你的爱继续保护他们，吸引他们。
Use your love to protect and to attract them.
愿我们当中有听到你的道的，但是心里有感动的，可能他们没有举手，但是你继续向他们说话。
There may be those among us who have heard the word and were touched, but they didn't raise their hands yet. Please continue to touch them.
或者我们自己也到过教会，但是我们的人生在痛苦里面。
Or we have been to church, but we are still in misery.
但是主，你的福音是一样的，就我们什么时刻谦卑在你的面前，什么时候主再次提升我们。
Lord, but your gospel is still the same. Whenever we are humble, you will lift us up.
你会拿走我们的羞辱。
You will take away our shame.
除去我们的痛苦。
You will remove our misery.
你会拯救我们的。
You will save our souls.
感谢主。
Lord, we thank you.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
And we pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.